All right, everybody, welcome back. I am pumped for this deep dive.
Yeah,
It's going to be a good one.
I think so.
This is all about how to boost motivation and engagement at work. And I'm really excited to get into these tips because honestly, who doesn't want to feel more motivated at work?
Yeah, like raise your hand if you just love feeling blah at work.
Seriously, so we're going to be talking
So it's raising their hands.
about strengthening autonomy, competence, and belonging in the workplace.
Right?
Real life examples and strategies.
That's right.
And
Big title.
yeah, it's a mouthful, but it's good stuff.
It's a mouthful, but it's so meaty.
And let me tell you, yeah, this research is seriously packed with stuff you can actually use. So get ready
Get ready to take some
to
notes.
unlock your peak workplace self.
Peak performance.
All right,
Come
so
on in.
let's dive right in.
To the deep end,
Okay,
we're talking about three key needs:
okay.
autonomy, competence, and belonging. And what's really cool is the research shows that these aren't just trendy buzzwords.
Right.
They're like the bedrock
Yeah.
for a thriving, fulfilling work life.
Totally.
These things matter.
Yeah. And I think this is one of those things where you hear these words thrown around a lot,
Oh yeah, all the time.
but you don't really maybe think about what they actually mean.
You don't unpack them, you
Yeah.
don't really dive deep into
Or how to actually get more of them in your life.
what does that look like?
Okay. So let's start with autonomy. All
Okay,
right.
a big one.
So I used to think that autonomy was all about, working from home in my pajamas.
Yeah, like a perk,
Yeah, total
like a
perk.
benefit.
But it's
It's more than that.
way more than that, right?
So much more.
Look.
Think of it this way.
Yeah.
Autonomy is like being the captain of your own ship at work.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You have a say in setting your course,
Uh-huh.
making decisions about which way to go. And you're responsible for, reaching your destination.
You own the
You
destination.
own it.
Yeah.
It's about feeling in control of your work.
Okay.
And research actually shows that this can lead to.
Wait, there's research on this.
Oh, yeah. Tons of research.
Okay.
So the Journal of Business Psychology actually found that employees who feel autonomous are 22% more likely to be creative and innovative.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. So
That's a big number.
22% more creative and innovative
More when they feel autonomous.
just from having more autonomy.
That's right.
That's wild.
It's
That
huge.
makes total sense to me, actually. I remember this one project where I was given a ton of freedom
Okay.
to just experiment, and
Okay.
I felt so energized. And I came up with ideas I never would have otherwise.
That's
It
awesome.
was like that freedom unlocked something in my brain. But what about those of us who aren't in charge of every single aspect of our work,
Like most of us.
Yeah, how can we inject more autonomy into our, day to day?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
So even within, existing structures and rules,
Yeah.
there are often these little pockets of autonomy
Okay.
just waiting to be discovered.
Hidden autonomy.
Hidden autonomy,
Okay.
like little gems.
Okay, I like this.
So think about it.
Yeah.
Could you propose a new project that you're really passionate about? Something that lights your fire,
Yeah.
or maybe suggests a different approach to a task that you're already doing,
Okay.
or even just advocate for more flexibility in how you complete your work.
Oh, okay. So it's not necessarily about
Not always about the what, but the how.
The how.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
So there's often more wiggle room than we think.
Wiggle room for autonomy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we've got
Autonomy,
feeling in control.
captain of your ship.
Okay, next up.
Next up is competence. This
Competence.
is a good one.
All right, so for me,
Yeah.
feeling competent is all about that I've got this feeling.
Yeah.
Like when I finally nail that complex spreadsheet formula.
Where you finally fix that bug in the code.
Yes, or
That's been plaguing you.
when I finally figure out how to work the coffee
There
machine
you go.
in the office.
Everyday wins.
Right, like those little wins.
Those are important.
What are some of the deeper layers of competence, though?
That's a great question.
Other than just
Other than just checking things off your to-do list,
Yeah.
that I've got this feeling you described. That is the magic of competence.
Totally.
It's not just about possessing the skills.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating that deep sense of mastery.
Mastery.
Mastery, yeah.
Yeah.
And think about those flow states
Okay.
that athletes and musicians describe,
Oh, yeah.
where they're completely in the zone.
Yeah.
That happens when we're fully absorbed in a challenging but achievable task.
Right.
It's like that perfect sweet spot. That's competence in action.
So it's not just about being naturally good at something.
Nope.
It's about having the right support and the right challenges to help you grow.
Exactly. It's that growth mindset.
Yeah.
It's like knowing that you can learn and develop.
Yeah.
And that's where things like targeted training, constructive feedback, and access to the right resources come into play.
Those are good.
Those are really important, and they help to build confidence and a sense of accomplishment.
Okay, so you're saying that, like, even if I'm not, like, naturally gifted at something, if I have the right support and challenges, I can still feel competent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can cultivate that sense of competence.
And the sense of accomplishment.
And speaking of accomplishment.
Okay.
Gallup did this really interesting research in 2023.
Uh-huh.
And they found that 70% of employees work harder when their efforts are recognized.
Oh, wow. So recognition is huge.
It's massive.
Okay.
Recognition is like rocket fuel.
Rocket fuel. For our sense of competence.
Okay.
It's so powerful.
I remember getting like positive feedback from a manager early in my career.
Uh-huh.
And it honestly like motivated me for months.
That's awesome.
It's like, oh my gosh, somebody noticed.
Somebody sees me.
That I did a good job.
That's so important.
But how do we navigate those situations where that feedback isn't like readily available?
Yeah, that's tough.
Should we just like sit around and wait for a pat on the back?
Definitely not.
Okay, good.
You can be proactive about it. So you can like go to your manager or your colleagues and just say like, hey, I'm really looking to learn and grow. Can you give me some feedback on this project?
Okay.
Frame it as a learning opportunity.
Okay.
Not just like fishing for compliments.
Right, right.
And don't forget to celebrate your own wins too.
Oh, that's good.
No matter how small.
Celebrate my own wins.
Yeah, like take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishments.
Even the small ones.
Even the tiny ones. Oh. It's amazing how much those little victories can fuel your sense of competence.
Okay, so like if I finally figure out the coffee machine.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Celebrate it.
Gotta celebrate.
Maybe not like a full-blown party.
No party necessary.
But like acknowledge it.
Yeah. Yeah, just like a little mental high five.
Exactly.
Okay, I love that.
Okay.
All right, so we've done autonomy.
Yep.
We've done competence.
We've got this.
Let's move on to our final ingredient.
Our final piece of the puzzle.
Belonging.
Ooh, belonging.
Okay.
This is a big one.
Have you ever experienced that feeling of being part of a truly incredible team? Where everybody feels valued and respected?
Yeah.
And like,
where you can just be yourself.
Yeah, and you can like bring your whole self to work.
Bring your whole self, your authentic self.
Yeah, and you just feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here, right?
That's exactly what we're talking about. That sense of belonging. It's like this feeling of deep connection to your team, to your work.
Yeah.
It's about psychological safety.
Okay.
Which is this like fancy term for knowing that you can speak up, share your ideas, even make mistakes.
Yeah.
Without fear of judgment.
Without fear of, like, being ridiculed.
Without being ridiculed, yeah. And the impact of this is huge.
Okay.
Like the Harvard Business Review.
Okay.
They found that employees who feel a sense of belonging are 50% more productive.
Oh, yeah.
And 3 times more likely to stay with their company.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Big numbers.
50% more productive and 3 times more likely to stay at their company.
Yeah.
Just because they feel like they belong.
That's what the research says.
That's incredible.
That's powerful.
Okay, but building that kind of culture
seems
like a big task.
It can feel daunting.
Yeah. Like, what are some tangible steps that we can take to foster belonging even in a less than perfect work environment?
Okay, that's a great question.
Because not all of us work in, like, you know,
La La Land.
Yeah, La La Land, where everybody's like, you know,
holding hands, skipping through fields.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. It actually starts with small, deliberate actions. So think about those like inclusive teams you've been a part of. What made them special?
Yeah.
Was it like regular team building activities where you actually like got to know each other?
Yeah.
Not just like
trust falls.
Not just trust falls. Or was it inclusive meeting practices?
Like, what does that mean?
So like making sure that everyone has a chance to speak, that everyone's voice is heard.
Right.
Or maybe there was like a robust mentorship program where people felt supported and guided.
Okay.
All of these can play a part. Even something as simple as like actively listening to your colleagues.
Well, that's a good one.
And genuinely appreciating their contributions
yeah.
can have this like ripple effect.
That's so true.
It's like these small acts of kindness
mm-hmm.
and respect.
Yeah.
They can really make a difference.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
Take notes.
So to recap, we've covered the trifecta of motivation and engagement.
The magic three.
Okay, so first we had autonomy.
Autonomy, that feeling of control.
Being the captain of your ship.
The captain of your ship.
Then we talked about competence.
Competence, feeling capable and skilled.
Having that, I've got this feeling.
Yes.
And finally.
And last but not least.
Belonging.
Right.
That sense of being valued.
Valued, seen.
And connected.
Connected.
It's amazing how these three needs work together to create a truly thriving workplace.
It's like a recipe.
Yeah.
Like you need all three ingredients
yeah.
to make that delicious cake.
To make the magic happen.
To make the magic happen.
And the best part is
yeah.
you don't need like a top-down revolution.
You don't need to like overturn the whole system to
yeah.
start experiencing these benefits. Even small individual actions can make a difference.
I love that.
It's empowering.
It is empowering.
It means that we all have the power
yeah.
to create a more motivating and yeah. engaging work experience.
So true. So here's a final question.
A question to ponder.
For you to ponder as you go about your week.
As you go about your day.
What's one small change you can make this week?
This week.
To boost one of these needs in your own work life? Maybe it's a conversation you start.
A conversation.
Maybe it's a new habit you adopt.
A new habit.
Or simply a way to advocate for yourself.
Advocate for yourself.
Remember, even small steps.
Small steps.
Can create big shifts in how you feel and perform at work.
They can have a ripple effect.
Happy diving, everybody.
Happy diving.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.